Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Having some fun during the break reading some of your texts. We appreciate your interaction. 913-586-7965. It's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Video stream up and running. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, X. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of the shows here on 96.5 The Fan. We will talk a bit more about the Mark Sanchez incident over the weekend. Really bizarre stuff out of Indianapolis. Some new details today. But other than New England and Buffalo, which we focused in on earlier in the show from the Sunday night game and Drake May, what it means for the number one seed conversation, all of that, let's get into a few things we haven't discussed yet. What else occurred yesterday? It was really about the AFC West and the NFC East, a couple head-to-head matchups there. You had the Broncos. Let's start there with a really, really impressive win over the Philadelphia Eagles. You go from playing on Monday Night Football, where they have a dominant win. Yes, they're at home. But then short week, you go then Sunday morning, essentially, yep. 11 o'clock on the 1 o'clock on the East Coast kickoff against Philly in their house. And you get down early, too. And you come
down two touchdowns. Yeah,
and you come all the way back to win against Philly to hand them their first loss of the season.
And Bo Nix had to play well in order to do it.
That was a big-time win for Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. I don't know how you don't come away impressed with Denver. You know, they were trending in a direction where you're starting to say, oh, are they just going to kind of fall out of this thing? No, atop the AFC West, it's the Chargers, the Broncos, the Chiefs win tonight. They're all going to be right there at 3-2. We'll get to the Chargers loss in a second. But I give Denver a ton of credit. That was very, very impressive. They're the first team that had an Eagles team that's been vulnerable, but they actually took advantage of. You know, the Chiefs were right there with Philly. They didn't take advantage of the Eagles' lack of offense or mistakes. This go around, the Denver Broncos hung in there on the road.
It was kind of a weird slate because most of it was blowouts or games that were epic comebacks between teams we don't care about, right? As in, like, wow, can't wait to watch that comeback between the Cardinals and Titans, or, you know, like it felt like, except for the game you just mentioned, the Broncos, Eagles, that's two teams that matter. Two teams that had been in winning ways, two teams that made the playoffs last year. The Eagles had an incredibly long winning streak and an even longer. Yeah. So like they had really not lost what, 20 games or something outlandish.
Yeah, I think like week 10 or week 9 last year or something.
Yeah, it had been a long time since the Eagles went down. They had firm control and a lead and seemed to have everything under control for a loss eventually to the Broncos and let Bo Nix get the better of them. And that was his best game of the season. And they ran the ball well again, and they stopped Jalen Hurts. And still the same thing. The Eagles just kind of look, they are a good football team. I think they're just going to be the Chiefs of last year, where they're going to win 14 games, and it's not going to excite anybody.
They still can't get A.J. Brown going either. Now, this game, Pat Surtain was on him, who's awesome, right?
Yeah, Devonta Smith went off, you know? So
yeah.
You take the trade-off, I guess, at least on that end, because it doesn't feel like it hurts you. That was the single most fun game of either slate, probably across the board. Chargers, and I know we'll talk more about the AFC West as a whole.
It's already happening.
I'm wrong plenty of times in the show, and I'll be wrong plenty of times more. 2 weeks ago, for all 32, I had told you, I think what's really important moving forward is watching what happens with the Chargers. They were 3-0, and I said, what's important now the next 3 weeks is watching what happens with the Chargers offensive line, because I think they have problems anyway, and now they're without another offensive lineman. And since then, Justin Herbert has no time to operate. And because of that, their offense looks stale and like it can't move the football, and they're getting beat up as a result of it because Justin Herbert can't make anything happen. And it's not even necessarily all his fault. They got a bad offensive line, and it's deflating their offense in a lot of ways.
And Amari Hampton's now hurt. It looks like he's going to miss a couple weeks. Yeah. He won't be out for the year, but a couple weeks. So they're getting thin there. The Chargers are starting to charge. I don't know if SoFi already hung up the first 4 weeks of the season AFC West champ banners yet or whatever.
We were 3-0
because that was the conversation.
So funny they could be tied after tonight.
Look, the Chargers are not. The Chargers are going to be in this thing the entire year. I'm not saying that they're going to be completely be out of it, but this idea that they were going to run away with the AFC West and all that. No, this thing's going to be very tight. Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, in all likelihood by later on this evening, are all going to be knotted up there. Yes, the tiebreaker favors the Chargers right now. They have the luxury of three division wins, but you'll get them later on in the year. You have an opportunity to get them, I should say, later on in the year. So does Denver as well. It's been pretty impressive to see how quickly, though, this division is completely shifted back.
Yeah, and we might talk about the AFC West later in the week, but it could be 3-2, 3-2, 3-2 at the end of tonight. So either tomorrow, Wednesday, depending on what the Chiefs do, we will definitely talk about that. Is there, and the text line's pointing this out over on YouTube and on Twitch, is there a more fun team to watch in the NFL right now than the Buccaneers?
No, they just keep winning in clutch moments, man.
They're in like every huge game. They're playing real opponents. It's always coming down to the wire. Him and Sam Darnold were in a shootout yesterday. Baker Mayfield over the last 2 years is statistically the best quarterback in clutch moments than anyone in the NFL. It doesn't matter who gets hurt in the wide receiver unit. They just started Egbuka more. Did you guys hear Gronk try to pronounce that?
Yes.
It's in the system, but it was pretty
bad. But Baker Mayfield also did it without his number one wide receiver, Mike Evans. And you got to give credit to this rookie sensation wide receiver out of Ohio State, Emeka Egbuka, going for over 100 yards. Emeka Egbuka. I'm getting confused. Woo! Going lights out once again.
You can tell he was trying to avoid the Ohio State, the wide receiver out of Ohio State, like he was trying to.
He said
to,
Mike Evans with some authority.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Evans. That's an easy one.
Like we've all mispronounced names, but that was pretty funny.
Going for over 100 yards. Emeka Egbuka. Emeka Egbuka.
Egbuka. I don't even know what he's trying to say.
Yeah, Gronk. There you go. No, look.
But there's no team more fun to watch right now.
And that game yesterday, Bucks Seahawks was an awesome football game. I mean, awesome, awesome game. Yes, Seattle lost at home. The Bucks were down multiple starters. That's what goes, you know, you go back to the Ravens convo. The Niners won on Thursday, down a bunch of starters. Impressive win. The Bucs were down, I think, again, 5-6 starters. Impressive win on the road. And yet the Ravens, we act like nobody's ever been as hurt as the Baltimore Ravens. There's no possible way they can. No, the Ravens are also just not a good football team right now, coupled with the injuries.
No, and that's really the general issue, is that they're, I don't know, it's such a weird thing about injuries, because they are an excuse in the sense that at some point, it does make a difference who you are and who you are not missing. But it's not like pretending like these other teams aren't missing, guys. The Bucs thought that they would have two other wide receivers. And this is where I give them credit versus like what the Chiefs have been going through. The Bucs haven't skipped a beat, and they're missing. Now, I would argue Egbuka is a little bit different than when you were down to just Hollywood Brown. Okay?
Yeah.
If the Chiefs had him too, I imagine there would be a bit of a difference in the quality of guy who may or may not be missing, at least on that end. The NFL, it feels like a wash this year. Not just the AFC, the NFC too, man. It's not like, to this point, the Eagles had felt like the runaway team in the NFC. Now, there's no undefeated teams, right? We're done with that. Everybody's already lost a football game this year.
Isn't that nuts?
And
week
last,
five, we're already, that week five's not even over yet, and we already are done with that.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. That's the way it's laid out. Buffalo was the last remaining undefeated team, and they couldn't hold it down anymore. I mean, like it or not, that's just kind of the position that these teams had ended up in. And the Eagles had not played particularly good football up to that point. But like on the NFC side, I think the Lions are really good. I think the Bucs can really score. But there's some underlying numbers that do not like the Buccaneers and some of the trouble that they have consistently gotten
themselves
into.
Their defense is problematic.
Everyone's still questioning whether or not the 49ers are for real, and they've been doing it with Mac Jones. And so it's like they've got 4-4-1 teams, and there's like real questions with all of them. Like people might like the 2-1-1 Packers as much as they like any of the 4-1 teams above them. And so like there's just this weird mix of teams.
It's early. It's so early. Some of this stuff gets sorted out, but this is why the NFL is great. I mean, right now it does kind of feel wide open. I still think when the dust settles, we end up with some of these teams we all expected. Like I think the Chiefs and Bills and the Lions and the Eagles are all going to be there at the end. The question is, does one other person, one other team, you know, spoil the party? If you're looking at latest Super Bowl odds, I mean, the Bills are the favorites, 5-1. Lions 7.5-1. Eagles 7.5-1. Then the Chiefs. It is still pretty crazy to think that three teams have better odds than the Chiefs, but that can change in a hurry if they were to get going. Next week, they get the Lions. If they win tonight and then they have the Lions on Sunday Night Football, suddenly we could be talking about the Chiefs having the best odds just like that to win the Super Bowl again. I mean, it can shift big time in the next couple of weeks.
No, it can. It really can. Just been a wide open first 5 weeks. And that's without, there would be 5-3-2 teams if the Chiefs win tonight. So just making an even messy, an already messy AFC even messier. Somehow football and just regular NFL games were not the biggest story of the weekend. It was when we all saw the story Saturday early on in the day that Mark Sanchez had been stabbed and was in the hospital. And the pouring out of people being like, this is really scary and hope he's okay, which is normal stuff to say about a person who had been stabbed. And that was the only report that had happened. And then the rest of the reporting came out, including additional charges today, if you missed it. Mark Sanchez has additional felony charges today.
A felony, right? A
felony to go with the misdemeanor charges that had been filed before. Mark Sanchez, this is the reported story now as it currently allegedly happened. There was a 69-year-old delivery driver who was trying to park his truck. Sanchez took offense to this in the back of the parking lot. An argument ensued that included Sanchez getting in his truck, now not allowing the delivery driver to leave. The driver, in an effort of self-defense, pepper sprayed Mark Sanchez. That led to further the incident that then led to the driver eventually stabbing Mark Sanchez in what is being currently called by the police a self-defense effort. He's pretty beat up himself, the person who Mark Sanchez obviously stabbed, the delivery driver.
The court documents or the affidavit, you know, the incident report or whatever, you know, alleges, Mark Sanchez.
And then he sunk of alcohol and was intoxicated.
Was drunk and slurring words, and he body slammed this older gentleman into the truck.
Mark Sanchez is not a small person. This guy's a 69-year-old delivery driver.
It's a mess. I don't, now that there's a felony involved, so it takes it up an entire notch today, but the driver said he thought this guy being Mark Sanchez, this guy was trying to kill me. That's why he stabbed him a few times. Again, this gentleman is not charged with anything. He's the victim in this case. Mark Sanchez was seen doing wind sprints in the alley behind the bar.
It sounds like somebody's just been drunk.
Yeah.
Last time I was drunk, I didn't think, let's do some wind
sprints. I'm just reading the report. Obviously, more details might come out allegedly, but yeah, it sounds like there might have been some other stuff going on. I have no idea.
I just no matter which way this story goes, the 69-year-old, he's sitting in the hospital bed, and he's recovered from these very serious injuries in a very scary situation. And they're having to explain to him that it's the guy responsible for the butt fumble who was trying to attack him in his truck. That's ludicrous. Or the idea that you knew it was Mark Sanchez this entire time, and we're having to finish something. No, Mark Sanchez, I don't want to stab you. Jeez. Please, Mark Sanchez, no, stop it. I'm just trying to move my truck. Why are you doing this, Mark Sanchez? Why are you acting like this?
I love how you think this guy would just be saying his name over and over as he's fearful for his life. It sounds like
this is what you would be saying if this was you in the situation. Be like, Mark Sanchez, why?
He would not be saying his full name.
I'd be like Mark. I would say Mark once or twice, and that's it.
Mark.
Not, there's plenty of people that would not recognize Mark Sanchez, in fairness,
too. You would, wouldn't you?
I would, but we also work in sports.
I'm just asking, we're
bad examples for this. Yeah. I'm talking about someone that has, if Mark Sanchez walked in the door of this building before the incident, we would all recognize him in 2 seconds. That's not the normal. It's weird, though. I mean, this is the criminal side of things. I'm sure there's going to be a civil suit at some point as well. Because I mean, the details,
the photos are gruesome. They're pretty horrifying.
The details are bad. I mean, it also says that this truck driver, the grease truck driver, requires hearing aids. Like the whole thing, does not bode very well for Mark Sanchez, even from a criminal one thing, even on the civil side of things too.
Yeah. You're attacking someone 30 years. Your
and
senior?
Here's the details. It's the affidavit says that the truck driver did not have his hearing aids in because the truck is very loud, which when he is exchanging the frying oil for the hotel, so he had to lean in close for Sanchez to hear him. So Mark Sanchez drunkenly, allegedly, is yelling at him. This poor guy couldn't hear. He didn't have his hearing aids in. I mean, the optics are obviously bad, but also now the more details come out.
For Mark Sanchez, we'll never see him on another
broadcast. He's done.
Maybe he'll get a podcast, but he's done on broadcast. He's definitely done on that.
So officially charged with battery which has been upgraded to a felony, a level 5, they call it in Indiana, I guess. Battery resulting in injury, public intoxication, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle for his alleged role in this incident, which resulted in him being stabbed and going to the hospital. The New York Post, of course, the headline: unnecessary roughness.
Okay. Pretty solid, honestly. I feel honestly genuinely terrible for this guy. No matter what situation escalated to this,
yeah.
He was clearly just a delivery truck driver, and this situation
yes.
never had to occur.
Of course not.
It clearly never had to happen. What the hell is Mark Sanchez policing back alley grease deliveries anyway?
Yeah, he says he was complaining that the truck was parked at a loading dock, which was blocking a nearby alley, which, again, the truck driver observed Mark Sanchez doing wind sprints in the alley at midnight. I don't know.
It's all allegedly, but this feels like alcohol. It was not the only thing. That's what it feels like. I'm not saying that that's what took place.
I have no idea.
Obviously, we don't know. It's all just, but like, it doesn't feel like a situation.
How late was this? Because the game was
this is Friday night, Saturday morning.
Oh, okay. So this wasn't Saturday night going
No. This is, they got into town Friday, going out for drinks and dinner or whatever, and Mark Sanchez was still out, and this incident happened after midnight.
Because the way the report came out, it felt like it was Saturday night going into Sunday morning was the, like the...
Yeah.
I just wonder why he, because if it was at midnight or it was post. I don't know. Why are you out there? I don't know.
Could face between 1 and 6 years in jail, according to the felony reports.
It says he's
got a very good lawyer.
This guy said the victim in this incident said he stabbed Mark Sanchez 2 or 3 times, at which point the former athlete stared at him with a look of shock before turning around and heading off up the alley. So Sanchez gets stabbed and then runs off. Police found a trail of blood in the alleyway, discovered Sanchez in the bar, in the alley next to this bar. He was rushed to the hospital.
Thankful he's alive.
He was stabbed in the chest, critical condition. His condition obviously has been upgraded to stable, and he's going to be fine from that regard. But he says all he can remember, he being Mark Sanchez in the affidavit, he remembered grabbing for a window. He did not know who stabbed him or where the attack happened, so he just blacked out. He had no clue anything.
Yeah, he didn't know what was going on.
Jeez.
I mean, look, that's not a good excuse. Don't put yourself in that position.
He's married with a wife and kids. So I just, what a mess for everybody around.
Yeah, both the victim, now that's what the police's statement, not mine, and Mark's, again, Mark
Drew said this is a bar.
Fortunate.
This is a bar. Drew used to do wind sprints shirtless in front of as
Drew,
well.
How common is it for people to do sprints behind the alley in this bar? Is that a regularly
in Indianapolis? This is your backyard.
This is my hometown.
How close is this to your childhood home?
Oh, this is a ways away, a long ways away.
Okay.
I didn't live anywhere near downtown Indianapolis. Probably about a half hour from downtown. But
were you in Indianapolis? What would be considered?
Yes,
like,
I was
like Overland Park. Yes. Or like
suburb of
Indianapolis.
Okay. Well, okay.
But like in Chicago. They claim I'm from Chicago and it's an hour and a half away. Every city seems to stretch its guidelines a little further.
I was in a suburb, but my address was Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay.
The way the metropolis expands out. But I had never been to this
Drew's actually from Gary, Indiana, it turns out. So
I am not from Gary, no.
But you're familiar with this bar?
I am familiar with it. I've never been to this bar. Again, like I said earlier, it's on a popular street. It's on Washington Street, but it's further. It's away from the main hub of bars and restaurants, if you will.
But Washington Street is a common hub.
Yes.
You're saying
yes.
It's on the opposite end of the most popular hub.
It's basically in between Victory Field, which is where the Indianapolis Indians play, the AAA team for the Pirates, and Meridian Circle, which is the main hub of everything kind of during the day. It's maybe where he was at was probably a 5-minute walk from the circle, 5 to 10-minute walk.
He changes out the grease traps there at midnight?
I mean,
he's going to be retired now. Whatever civil lawsuit he wins, he's not going to have to deliver grease anymore.
There will definitely be a civil
suit.
That's
for sure.
You know, that's going to happen. A few months from now, there'll be a
crazy
civil
thing.
Suit. What's
crazy.
The town everybody makes fun of?
How much money
did
Mark Sanchez earn in his career? How much are we talking here? For
100 million?
Ooh.
Top pick.
That much? So,
been a broadcaster for a couple of years at a national
How long was
level.
He in the league for? Like 10 years?
10 years, probably. Yeah. He got paid, I'm sure, after they went to AFC title games.
Yeah.
I don't remember what he made.
What's your guess? What's your guess? I got
between 75 and 100 million.
Drew?
I'll say 65 and a half.
74.2. Yeah. Now, that's before taxes and agent and all that, but still, 74
to
million.
That much, yeah.
There'll be a nice little civil suit on the way, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's going to, as the way it's alleged, as there should be.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was attacked for just trying to do his job. Yeah. I can't get over the idea that somebody had to explain to him who it was after all this who assaulted him. It's crazy. It's crazy.
A lot of people on the text line are it doesn't mean this will work. People on the text line are claiming his defense will be that he was roofied. I don't think that's going to work. But yeah, you might be right. That might be what
really
they
good do. Lawyer might be able to keep him out of jail if it's typically a 1 to 6 year prison sentence. But
also, now someone in law enforcement can fill me in on this. He was taken to the hospital while police officers were there.
I imagine how quickly. Drug screen, maybe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. How quickly did they? You know, would they have been able to? Because of that incident, do a drug screen. That
takes, I guarantee you they drew blood.
Toxicology type of report or whatever. That would cancel out any of this alleged, oh my God. No, don't know what happened, but I would be shocked if we learned that's what occurred, that he was drugged. That would be pretty stunning.
What a wild.
So I mean, that was not
Sanchez
the story.
Sanchez should hire Chief Saholic's lawyer. Press conferences would be legendary.
I got to say, and
his lawyer is going to be, with all due respect to the Chief Saholic attorney that's in the Kansas City area, his is going to be, how should we say, a little more respected.
Yeah, I would think so. I don't think he's going to stand on the steps and we're going to play Chariots of Fire underneath it. But the whole case in this, and this is not... I'm not saying this is uncommon. It ended up looking even weirder nationally because it was probably, 2 hours, 3 hours of just Mark Sanchez is stabbed. He's in critical condition in the hospital. He was robbed. And you're like, wow, terrifying, really scary. And so the outpouring of everybody he works with knows him. He's a tremendous guy, one of the nice people we've met. I hope he's okay. Heal well, Mark. All that stuff looked so weird once it came out that he was harassing a 69, and assaulting a 69-year-old guy. You're like, those looked not. And I'm not saying it's weird to send out a, like, I hope they're okay.
Yeah.
Because you probably didn't assume that the other half of this story was going to look like that, you know?
Yeah, someone says they're in law enforcement. Doesn't matter if that would have been the case anyway. You're responsible for your own actions. Someone else said if toxicology reports could get people out of crimes, there would be no crimes.
Yeah.
If I see a random man doing wind sprints in a back alley, I'm getting somebody else immediately and I'm not going near that guy.
At midnight?
Yes.
No.
Now, in this case, he went towards that guy. This wasn't, the guy didn't even try to have any interaction with Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez allegedly is who confronted him.
Yeah. But again, that is true. I would just say, generally speaking, if you're out at midnight in a downtown area near a bar and there's just someone in a back alley doing wind sprints, that's not somebody you want to be.
Or just don't walk down the back alley anyway.
That's just something you don't want to be near.
Don't go there to the alley.
That's a bonkers. It's crazy story.
It's crazy. It'd be a wild story if it happened to anybody you knew. It's even weirder that it was Mark Sanchez. That part, it's a weird story anyway. That's a scary situation to be in.
Before
anyway.
He was known for the butt fumbles, and now this is what people are going to think of.
Yeah, or both. But either way, not good.
Yeah, I mean, the butt fumble will live forever, as will this, unfortunately.
Yeah, they'll be one in the same all together. Crazy, absolutely crazy story. Again, if you want more information, there's more charges filed that would be the case. I'm sure he woke up with a very, very stark reality to his situation.
He didn't know what happened.
I just meant once you get filled in on what's going on.
Yeah. Monday's football coverage is presented by Busey Bank, where they're focused on your success. At Busey Bank, they've been building businesses and growing wealth since 1868. Learn more at buseybank.com. We'll get to a little what's trending and talk more about what the offense needs to do tonight to convince.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You that they're back.
What's trending?
Number one on what's trending, Chiefs, Jags tonight right here on 96.5 The Fan. Pre-game coverage begins at 4. Josh Briscoe has our coverage there. Then, of course, we'll hand it off to the folks down in Jacksonville. Dane and Hughes Mitch Holthus, Josh Klingler, then post-game coverage right here on 96.5 The Fan as well. Chiefs 3.5-point favorites. Reports earlier today from Ian Rapoport suggesting that Xavier Worthy will in fact play tonight, despite him popping up on the injury report with a questionable designation due to an ankle injury. It sounds like the ankle swelled up when he got off the plane, basically.
Yep. And obviously the shoulder stuff is always a question mark for him, but new thing with the ankle, we'll see. Obviously, most people are reporting that he should be fine to play in the game tonight. Next up on What's Trending MLB postseason, ALDS, NLDS, Blue Jays up 2-0 on the Yankees after they hammered them yesterday. Vlad Guerrero hit a grand slam. The Rook obviously went scoreless against the Yankees. Seattle and the Tigers are knotted up at 1 game apiece. That game was awesome yesterday. A couple of homers from not the guys you would expect. Well, just one guy, but not the players you would expect for Seattle. Dodgers and Phillies, Cubs, Brewers tonight. Both those series at 1-0.
Other sports news here on the local front. Something to keep an eye on. The KC Current in action tonight against Angel City FC. Also over the weekend, we saw Kansas State on the football side of things lose on the road at Baylor. KU got it done at UCF. The big matchup this week for two of the locals, you've got Missouri hosting number 8 Alabama. You've got Kansas going on the road to number 9 Texas Tech.
Next up on What's Trending in the NHL side, star center Connor McDavid will remain with the Oilers, signing a 2-year extension worth an annual of $12.5 million per year. Obviously, McDavid said he made the decision Monday morning. NHL sources, according to that, he was set to become an unrestricted free agent after this year, his 11th with the Oilers. After signing an 8-year, $100 million deal, they managed to lock up McDavid for two more years at $12.5 million per year. It is kind of crazy to me in the NHL. This is just the object sport. It's only $12.5 million per year.
NHL money.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, the NHL money is just not the same.
But it is a huge deal that he's remaining with the Oilers at 28 years old. He is largely considered to be one of, if not the best hockey player on the planet.
That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Don't forget on Mondays, visit our lunch partner, our friends over at 30 Hop, a great spot to check out any day of the week. But on Mondays, how about $5.99 classic burgers? Go to the Lee Summit location, check out their new location just down the street from us in Merriam at Merriam Grand Station. Of course, you can stop in for lunch. Stay for happy hour, 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio. We almost sent Drew downstairs,
can
actually. We still could, although I don't think we want to have him interfering with an investigation.
Why not? I want to know what's going on.
Squibb Road is the side street that goes right by our station. If any of you have ever picked up anything from the station before or whatever, you know where we're at. Odyssey building off
right off of Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Yep. And Metcalf. And there's a road, it's Squibb Road, that winds around the building. And Rob came in during the break. He's like, I was told there's police officers near the building. Go. Where do you guys see it? And then we look around and we see that there's 3 police, Merriam police SUVs on Squibb Road. And there is a gentleman that looks like handcuffed with he's got a backpack and a skateboard. I don't know what's going on. We wanted to send Drew down there to find some more information.
Admittedly, for those of you, because I know some of you work in public safety, you like are police officers. You need 3 cops for 1 guy on a skateboard. What's the officer?
We don't know.
It's a single person. I'm just asking what the ratio is. I'm asking what the standard ratio of one person on a skateboard to police officer. That's all. And I don't know whether or not
we don't know the
in the Mission Police Department, because in some police departments, you can travel solo. Some are all in pairs. So I don't know if that's 6 police officers or 3.
But you also don't know what the individual that they are detaining at this time is alleged to have done or anything.
I don't. I just know he's handcuffed outside the police car.
Oh, he's right down there, yeah.
I mean, he's definitely handcuffed.
Oh, there's
outside the police
no question
car
about
the moment.
That. Someone's having a bad Monday.
Yeah. I mean, a Monday at 1:30. That's a tough time.
He was not with the vehicle, though. So, like, skateboard and backpack.
So what's your prediction here? You got any guesses for what's going on?
I feel terrible for predicting. I don't know if I should predict. That's terrible.
Well, Drew, is he still there? Can you tell?
I think there was a...
you want to know my guess?
Rob had come in and updated me
a little bit. My terrible assumption is we're near Target, right? Aren't we? My assumption is...
Shoplifting?
Some sort of report of something happened over there, and then he came over here, and then that's where they tracked him down.
Mm. Based on what the update that I just got from
you got an update
from
sources.
Yes. It seems as if it was along the lines of what Gold was talking about.
Really? Why? Were they searching his bag?
Yep.
Did he give permission? Well, I guess it could be probable cause. I don't know how this all works.
My guess is, yeah, something happened at the very large national chain. And
I think he's innocent, you know? I'm just going to say. Innocent? Man's innocent? Don't know
Someone
what happened?
Says maybe they were accused. Maybe they were arresting a Drew stalker after that shirtless video on Instagram. That's true. That could be it. Uh-huh.
We need to
stop. People know where he works, you know? We
Someone says, guys, being on the other side of it when the second car pulls up is never good news.
It's not just a traffic stop.
Someone else says handcuffs. Maybe they're filming Drew's next OnlyFans
right,
video.
You guys are shaming me out of posting fun content.
Oh, so someone else, this is what happens when your company allows thirst traps.
Jeez.
Someone says trying to steal Drew's blue shoes. Who knows?
Oh boy. Because I'll say one time
that'd be an uncomfortable search, huh?
This is why it could be anything. One time coming back from Colorado, I told you. The gentleman suspected me of drug trafficking, which I was not doing. But he then asked if he could search my car, and I didn't know any better at the time. Now I know I would just say no. But I just like, yeah, I didn't have anything. So I'm like, yeah, sure, man, go nuts.
This is in Colorado?
How many years ago?
I was in Kansas coming back from Colorado.
They thought Cody was bringing back a lot of weed from Colorado across state line.
Mm. They pulled me over for going like 2 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Well, don't speed, you know?
Said they were letting me off with a warning from the speeding ticket and then said, can we search your, like the officer asked if he could search my vehicle. At the time, I was like, I don't know. I didn't think about it because I was like, well, I don't have anything, so I don't really care. And I said, yeah, man, sure. But I didn't realize he was going to handcuff me. So I was handcuffed so he could search my car because he can't risk me doing anything unsafe. So he hit, so like on the side of the road, as far as anybody driving down I-70 that day, Drew, they just watched some guy handcuffed next to the cop car while the other guy is searching. I look pretty damn guilty, don't I?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I looked pretty guilty.
Yeah.
And I was not guilty of anything.
I
think my guy out here is innocent.
I told you guys about having to go and sit in the car with like his vehicle.
For what?
So I got pulled over for, there was a semi and I was in the middle of Oklahoma driving back to Colorado. That's why I asked you, Cody.
Yeah.
From Texas.
sorry, go ahead.
Wife and I were coming back from a trip and there was it was really windy in Oklahoma, of course. Semi was kind of, was going back and forth and coming into my lane. Guy got on the rumble strips a little bit, whatever. Guy pulled me over. He goes, you know, you were on the rumble strips, right? I was like, yeah, I was trying to avoid the, you know, the semi that was swerving a little bit. He goes, Can you come back and sit in my vehicle? I was like,
why?
And he was like, I need to ask you a few questions. I was like,
what did I sit in your car for that? Okay. Can I stay in my car?
So I go back there and they asked me if my wife and girlfriend at the time was causing any problems or was bothering me. And I was like, man, you need to relax, man. Everything's fine. Okay.
Profiling.
I was like, everything's fine.
I did have a cop separate us once when my friend got pulled over because he didn't believe his story that he was getting off to get gas, which wasn't true. He definitely realized he was speeding, realized the cop probably figured out he was speeding, and didn't have him clocked because he was just going the other way. So he got off the road to try to avoid it, and he made us sit in separate cars to try to get the story straight. I said, hey, man, I was asleep. I don't know. He said he was getting gas. We were probably getting gas. He's like, there's no gas station on this stop. I'm like, everyone's got to check for gas? I don't know. He said he was getting gas. He's probably getting gas. And then he just gave him a seatbelt ticket, and we were on our way. Didn't get a speeding ticket.
There you go.
More to that. It's like, well, I'm going to rat the guy out.
Oh, you needed some binoculars.
Somebody from our building, sorry, just clearly went over to talk to the police officer. I looked like Dan Weinbaum, honestly.
For real?
Yes.
I mean, I know we got news report over on the KMBZ side, but he's trying to get the real story.
At least one of the police vehicles have left the scene. Drew, is there still another one there?
Yeah, I see one.
Okay.
Just one or multiple?
Someone says Cody's got the lawyer glasses on. Go give him some pro bono representation down there.
Look, the only thing I've learned, and we've got some lawyers who are on the chats. The only thing I'll say is whether you are innocent or guilty, don't answer any questions. Just get a lawyer. I don't care what it is. Don't answer questions. Sure. Just get a lawyer. Sure. And obviously I can't give legal advice for a lot of reasons. So don't take my legal advice seriously. My personal recommendation as a person with zero would be get a lawyer. Shut up and get a lawyer. Including this time, I should shut up.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Someone says Volkswagens, Cody, you know what they say.
Are we known drug traffickers?
That's what the text line said.
Is this somehow going to get turned into a Professor Tapp segment next week?
To get a lawyer? Uh-huh. Maybe. And here's why. I once worked on and credited for working on an innocence project case in which somebody had their sentence commuted.
There you go. Good for you.
So, no big deal. Fun fact about me, I once worked on an innocence project case recording interviews.
See, guess who just,
interviews.
Guess who just walked in? See,
hey,
it was him.
Drew, can you go ask Dan?
Yep.
Find out what happened with this crime?
It definitely was Dan. Okay. Dan definitely went out there to ask because...
Let's talk about the Chiefs offense while Drew figures this out.
All right.
We'll have a few minutes. In 5 minutes,
Someone
Drew will give us an update.
If we can get one of the police officers on the air, I don't think so.
I don't think they're legally allowed.
I don't think that's going
to
happen. Anyway.
The Chiefs offense tonight, you and I are looking at the same. It's a litmus test for whether or not they're real. I'll be honest, and I'm not trying to move the goalpost. Can we admit that the Ravens defense is awful and they have made a lot of quarterbacks and a lot of teams look good? So while it is still a good sign that a bad team got beat up, fine. It's not a negative. It's not a net negative that the Chiefs were great against the Ravens. I want to see it against a good defense. This is, by points per game, 4 weeks into the season, the best defense they faced. The Chargers are currently 9th in points per game. The Jags are 4th. So this would, by points per game standard, be the best defense they have faced so far this year. So it is, in my mind, a real test of where you are offensively. The Lions have been kind of mediocre on defense. They're not a great test. The Bills have been kind of mediocre on defense. They won't be a good test a few weeks from now. And then they'll get Rashee Rice back and we'll judge the offense in an entirely different system. But as they currently sit, and if things are starting to be solved, tonight's game is huge for that.
It's definitely a confirmation, if in fact the offense looks good again, that it wasn't anything fluky, that this is an offense that's not looking back anymore. It's only going to move forward as the addition of Rice happens in another week or two, as they start to get hopefully Breshard Smith more involved. This is no doubt a Jags defense that is also opportunistic in taking away the football, as we've discussed throughout the last week. Frankly, going back to last week on the show. And so if Kansas City continues their trend of protecting the football, then you really like Kansas City's chances tonight of winning this football game. Obviously, in Jacksonville, they're probably saying, hey, if we can keep turning teams over like this, we're going to have a chance to win every single week. So that is a huge part of it. We know that there's a chance it's going to be sloppy out there. I haven't seen the latest weather forecast for Jacksonville.
They're saying right now it'll be okay. Maybe not rainy.
A gap during the game, perhaps, but it's been raining prior to that. So hopefully the field conditions are good and everything like that.
Nate Taylor said that he should be fine tonight. Xavier Worthy, he just reported that a minute ago, just to confirm everyone else's.
Worthy being a go is obviously massive for this game. And if he is not limited at all, and there's no reason to believe he will be, then I think the Jags will have their work cut out for them. I think, you know, we can give our official predictions now. I guess we can lean right into it a little bit of how we think the game is going to play out. I think because of the Chiefs defense, and as much as we've talked about Jacksonville, the Chiefs defense has shown me enough already this year. I think they are an elite defensive unit. Week one, I don't know what the heck was going on there. The whole team was a mess. Since then, they've been one of the best defensive units in football.
Yep.
To me, Steve Spagnuolo has been able to obviously come up with a game plan each week that truly, I mean, what's crazy about it, like, you always have a different game plan, but truly different. And some coaches will still have a general idea of what you're going to try to do.
They've attacked in different ways.
He's been able to attack in different ways. I expect that to be the case. Even if the first drive, Jacksonville tries to break some of their tendencies, I think the Chiefs will be able to adjust to those and force Trevor Lawrence to beat them. ETN has been awesome, all right? If the Chiefs are able to lock in on ETN the same way they've locked in on Derrick Henry over the years as well, and ETN's, of course, not even that quality of back compared to Derrick Henry. If they can do that and make Trevor Lawrence beat you and make Brian Thomas beat you, who's off to a slow start, that happens, I like my chances if I'm Kansas City defensively. I think Kansas City wins this game 28-20 tonight. So, yes, they would be covering. They would hold the Jags to 20 points, 28 points for Kansas City.
Always fun when we don't know each other's scores and we find out they're very close. I was at 27-20.
Okay.
You'll hear very close on there. I don't see the game going dramatically different. Honestly, I thought about going way less than 20. I thought about saying like 24-14 or 24-10. What have the Jags done offensively other than run ETN that has been well? Now, I'll still say the one stat defensively that the Chiefs have struggled to, really, pass rush with their front four, and base defense against a running game, there have been some exposure there. So you would think the Jags could, in base, get some things going with either Tootin or ETN, that the run game could work a little bit. But I thought that the last couple of weeks, and they're getting so far behind so early, they're out of their game. The only way I think the Jags' run game stays relevant the entire time is if they keep this game low scoring. Otherwise, they're going to have to turn it to the air with Trevor ETN. And I honestly think this is a very good matchup for the Chiefs. The Jags can't get the ball down the field. The Chiefs are great at stopping and getting the ball down the field. It's a bad matchup. They got Brenton Strange. They don't have a tight end that can completely take advantage. It's not Tyler Warren. They don't have someone who can take advantage of their issues guarding tight ends in the same way the other guys can. And even if Brian Thomas were to step in a big way, they have been very good against number one wide receivers. I think it's a defensive matchup that matches up well. I almost said 27-14. I just feel like games go weird at the end and teams get trash touchdowns.
Yeah.
I think it is like a Chiefs lead a huge majority of the way. Maybe the Jags put something on paper down there late that keeps the game kind of interesting because that's how most NFL football games are. But I think it's a good matchup defensively for them. I'm more interested, as you said, in the matchup of what do the Chiefs do offensively
against
what I think
defense.
Is a very good Jags defense and an opportunistic one who's very good at turning the ball over. What's your prediction, Drew?
27-23 Chiefs win.
All in the same range.
I thought about doing the 27-17 thing. It sounds similar to you where it just feels like the Chiefs are – it might be close in the first half and then – some big play will happen or the Chiefs double dip to end the half or whatever the case is and they end up pulling away. But 27-23 Chiefs. I think the Chiefs will win.
I still think it's like it's a weirdly high number of like games in which the Chiefs feel like they should easily run away with it where they get that like garbage time like thing towards the end.
And it looks closer than what it
what's
is.
What's the spread tonight?
3.5.
That didn't feel like enough. I still feel like that number's off. I'm not going to bet it. I feel like I'm still don't understand where the Chiefs are from a betting market.
The hook might get you. Yeah. That'd be the concern there. But as far as individual players, let's get to that. You mentioned betting. So let's just individual performances tonight. I would like to see more of Breshard Smith, but I'm not going to really bet on anything related to him because
I like Pacheco's carries tonight.
I don't trust the fact that I don't think Smith is just going to have a massive game. I think he's capable of it. I would like to see some more work for them. I don't know if we'll see it. If Xavier Worthy's playing, and multiple reports now are confirming he is, if he's playing tonight, they're going to use him. There's no decoy crap. They don't do that with him. So I like him to go over his rushing yards. I like my favorite bet tonight, honestly, is Patrick Mahomes over rushing, 21.5 yards. Even if he's not the leading rusher, which we don't want him to be.
You think he'll go back to that number? He's averaging like 35 yards a game.
Over 21.5 would be the yardage mark for him to go over, and I like it.
Is there a bet you like tonight, Drew? And then we got to find out if you learned anything from Dan Weinbaum.
Xavier Worthy, 60-plus receiving yards is plus 103, or at least it was this morning on DraftKings. I feel like this is a game where I don't even know. It doesn't have to be a deep shot, but Xavier Worthy will be pretty well involved, I would say, in the offense, as you would imagine, if he's good to go. I like that bet. I went out and I said, well, so what's the update? Which nobody said anything.
What?
And I was like,
he's ignored you?
I was like, what's going on out there? And there was still nothing. And Rob goes, you know, let's talk about your hair and why.
Wait,
Rob goes, let's talk about your shirtless running.
Dan, hold on. So Dan ignored you?
I don't think he said, you know, I don't think he said anything to me.
So
about
we got
the
no
story.
Update?
Correct. There's no update.
But he didn't even acknowledge you.
Not particularly, I guess. I think he had turned and looked at me when I asked the question, but. There
did you say what's going on with the police officers out
there? I would say, Dan, we saw
there?
You out there asking them something.
I just said, what's going on out there with the police? I mean, that's...
That's rude.
You're just saving it for his show?
Okay, it's not.
It must be that. And Rob was like, you know, let's talk about you running with your shirt off. And then,
we did.
And then Parks goes, what the heck's up with your hair? And then he said, to which he then...
So they just picked on you when you walked out there?
To which Parks then said... And you're married. And I said, yes. And then he had nothing to say after that.
You know, Parks attacked me last week. I had to defend myself.
Level of disrespect. Yeah.
I might have gone too far, in fairness, in my defense. Drew was genuinely shocked at the level I took it to with Parks. Hey, you're going to come after me. Then this is the way that it works. Yes.
Back yourself up. You know, I can respect that.
His point, I mean, we don't have to go back in the deep, but I would just say it's not only the weirdness of the shirtless video on our station account. His point is a fair one. It's not even that. It's like, what's your wife think of you doing shirtless videos to the public?
I told her I think I was going to do it. She goes, you don't want to do that as you're running. You need to do it before you run. I was like, no, I think I'm going to do it as I'm running. So I went and I showed her the picture. She goes, she goes, look at you. That's what she said.
Look at you.
I would say she doesn't have it. My issue is more the station account.
Yeah, and your personal account, you do whatever you want as long as you don't you don't tease like you did earlier in the show where you said, oh, wait till next week as if you were about to, you know, go a further.
That was confusing. I still got to go back and see what happened there.
Hey, you know what? I was encouraged by the boss and I went
I'm going to talk to Spec after the show. I'm like, did you actually tell Drew, hey, you should do a video with your shirt off? I want to get our boss's reaction to that.
I don't think he necessarily said it like that particularly, but he was like, you know, if you want to do a run with your, you know, do a mid-run or with your shirt off, whatever, then go for it.
I got to say, though, I was told here at Odyssey Incorporated, Kansas City, We're a family, and this is a team, and we're pulling on the same rope. That's the idiom that the afternoon show parrots constantly. And now they won't, and now they're just holding stuff so they can talk about it too. So that we can't, I forgot that we recorded that. So now we can't work as a group. That was from an ad that we did on this show to try to incorporate, to try to get some salespeople in the building like 5 years ago. When, like, what the hell? It feels like they're stashing it for themselves. I don't feel like they want us to talk about the story before they get started.
I just think they ignored you for some reason.
Is that ruder?
It's very rude.
It didn't rub me the wrong way necessarily as much as it was like, okay, I guess there's no update. I guess.
And then they just picked on you. No update. And then they start making fun of your hair. And look, you know what?
Okay.
This is like when it's your kid. We can make fun of you. Yeah. You're on the show. It's different.
Yeah. Nobody makes fun of our producer but us.
Yeah. What the hell? You keep Drew's name out of your mouth.
Hey, hold on.
It's like, I can make fun of my kid. You can't make fun of my kid. Those are different.
Whenever, I guess to explain the hair thing, my hair gets particularly poofy. If I wash my hair and I don't put any product in it, the hair gets poofy. So it looks like a mess today.
We did get a text from our buddy Kramer. He said, Drew, he's just trying to give you some advice. He's like, if you're going to do the shirtless, he said, you got to at least shave or trim the nipple hairs, man.
I don't look hard enough for that. I'm sorry.
Kramer just texted.
Drew Nixon is 100% natural, okay? We are.
A third person now? Damn it, Drew, I was just defending you. I was trying to defend you.
Oh, goodness.
This show's devolving at the end. Good news, we'll have a Chiefs game to talk about tomorrow. We all predicted a Chiefs win.
You guys are
just
trying,
like last week.
You guys are shaming me out of doing the social media fun posts for college football.
Yeah,
I mean, I definitely think it's nice that you go.
You can
online.
Do the posts. I think it's great, the content, you know. But nobody's enjoying the content when you're just there shirtless, you know.
I mean, there might be somebody out there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, Drew. You're going and you're exercising. I told everybody to enjoy the beautiful day afterwards. At the end of it.
That's the whole vibe of the video. I wish we had the audio. I wish we had the audio of it. The whole vibe. I think you were, and maybe you need to be more like that.
Do you want me to roll it in? Because I think.
Yeah, because you, the way
somebody liked
your whole vibe, I'm telling you, your whole vibe was
different. Can we break it down tomorrow? Or not tomorrow, but because
Wednesday.
Somebody liked it on Instagram, and I think it saves it as a result on the station account.
Your whole vibe was different. You were like trying to talk all cool and smooth, and like it was very.
This is Wednesday. We're breaking this down on Wednesday.
It was very different, is all I'm going to say.
All right. Okay.
What's your best bet? I told you mine. Mahomes, over 21.5 rushing yards tonight.
Pacheco, and the Chiefs win. Over 9.5 carries.
Okay. Xavier Worthy, 60+ receiving yards.
What's that?
Xavier Worthy, 60+ receiving yards.
Okay. Chiefs, tonight, check the Instagram and Twitter. Tonight is my night, I guess, to do the
Gold
game.
Gold says he'll do it without his pants.
I will.
One up, Drew.
I have to do some updates. You'll see that up on Instagram and Twitter tonight. I will be shirted.
Actually, be without pants, but just shoot it from the waist up. Nobody can see.
And like just tell you afterwards? And just tell you afterwards?
We'll know you don't have pants on,
okay,
but
fine.
Nobody can see it.
There you go. Hope you guys have a good rest of your day. We're back at it tomorrow talking about the Chiefs and Jags. The Drive is up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.